I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. A request for a federal disaster declaration for areas of western North Carolina devastated by last week's flood will be coming soon, but it hasn't yet. Touring damaged businesses in Candler Wednesday morning, Governor Roy Cooper said his administration is working as fast as it can to get the request ready to send to the federal government. But he added being thorough takes precedent over speed right now.
But we do know that getting these damage assessments right and then submitting them to the federal government makes it much easier to get all of the funding that you're entitled to.
The business Cooper toured, Mountain Power Performance, lost hundreds of thousands of dollars of tools and other equipment used to work on diesel engines and trucks, according to owner Alexis Giza.
What can't be wiped down of mud and have protectant put on it, electronics and everything is gone. Tens of thousands of dollars in computer equipment, diagnostic equipment, battery tools, there's no salvaging it. It's gone.
Pole Creek on Wednesday had a depth of around a foot where it runs behind Giza's business, but last week it flooded its banks, leaving Giza in chest-deep water in his office. He and his co-workers had to be rescued from the roof of their building. I'm Matt Bush, BPR News.